Hi there. The word for today is, where are you living? Ephesians 3 verse 20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we are able to ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory forever. Israel's journey from Egypt to the Promised Land illustrates three different places that you can choose to live. First, the place of not enough, that's Egypt, slavery. As slaves in Egypt, they were forced to depend on Pharaoh for everything they needed. And you know what? When you have to keep relying on anybody other than God, you're not truly free. Until you understand that God is your provider, you're going to live with a, quote, not enough mentality. Look at Elijah, living by a stream in the middle of a famine, and ravens bringing him meat each day to keep him alive. And then one day, the Bible says, the brook dried up. Now, why would God let that happen? I think I know. God dried up a temporary source to drive Elijah back to his true source. And of course, that was God himself. Please understand this. Regardless of what or whom God uses to help you, to bless you, whatever, God alone is your source. He's called Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. Second, there's the place of just enough. That's the wilderness. Now, in the wilderness, Israel had just enough manna for each day. And it's no fun struggling just to get by. But we appreciate what we have to struggle for, and we learn to trust God more. Plus, living through such seasons builds into us a tenacity of faith to keep moving forward toward better things, better days. And third, there's the place of more than enough. God's plan for Israel was Deuteronomy 8 verse 9. He calls it, quote, a land in which you will lack nothing. And that's his goal for you too. Abundance in every area of your life. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8 says, God is able to make all grace abound to you so that at all times and all things, having all you need, you'll abound in every good work. Is that so you can hoard it? It's so you can bless others and fulfill your assignment. So stand on this scripture. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, be glory forever and ever. Amen. That's the word for you today.